Welcome to Anarenia, a place of deep peace. These are not just meditations, but passages. A chance to leave the noise of the world at the gate and step into a sanctuary woven from sound and stillness. Here you will find gentle streams in sun-dappled groves, quiet glens under ancient trees, and the space to remember your own calm. I will be your guide. All you have to do is listen and allow your imagination to follow the path. So settle in, let your body be at ease, and your mind be open to journey. And so we begin. Welcome to Anarenia, a place of deep peace. These are not just meditations, but passages. A chance to leave the noise of the world at the gate and step into a sanctuary woven from sound and stillness. Here you will find gentle streams in sun-dappled groves, quiet glens under ancient trees, and the space to remember your own calm. I will be your guide. All you have to do is listen and allow your imagination to follow the path. So settle in, let your body be at ease, and your mind be open to journey. And so we begin. Removing labels. Mindfulness is not just a quality you bring to your own body and mind. It's also possible to tune into those around us with mindfulness. This is called external mindfulness, and it's an important part of practice. When you see another person, do you see them as a three-dimensional being? Or do you label them as cashier, soccer mom, or coworker? With practice, you can train your mind to objectively see other people as humans, just like you, without labels. Engage in this exercise when you are in the presence of other people. You can spend a few minutes with this practice at work, in the grocery store, or sitting in a park. It works best to start with people you don't know that much about, so I recommend a public place. As you practice, take it up a notch by applying this to your loved ones. When you see someone else, notice the label that initially jumps into your mind. Notice if you find the person attractive. Or what you think their job might be, or their role. Any snap judgments that come to mind. Don't force anything down or deny the presence of the thoughts. Your mind is designed to categorize and label things. And we all judge other people, Just notice what is present. Begin to observe this person with a beginner's mind, as if you've never seen another person before. Start to see them as a living, breathing, and feeling individual. Recognize this person has friends, a job, a place they need to be soon, other people that they worry about. They have people in their life that they love, and people who love them. Bring your awareness to this person's possible experience. Like you, they have hopes, dreams, fears, sorrows, regrets, and joys. You don't need to know their whole life story to be sure that they are subject to both pleasant and unpleasant emotional experiences. End your practice with this person by offering a single phrase of loving kindness, such as, "May you be happy today." You can continue this practice with other people you run into throughout your day. Take just a few moments to reflect, recognize, and offer a phrase of loving kindness.